And like I said, when that time passes, all one spore will be your husband, to make your husband, while he'll mess it out
for
in time.
For
and when he puts you together,
you're good.
Ain't no, your mama and your daddy, the one ain't gonna separate you. Because when he joins you together, that's a fact.
Now, I'll hear that. I'll hear that out loud.
You know, God Almighty, John, a man and wife,
together,
that's a fact. But he'll have to be in that midst. Without that, I'm going to tell you, you won't have a good success in life. There'll always be some crosses. But if you let God join you, your mama can't separate, your daddy can't, your sister or brother, won't be no separation of friends or who. When God joined you together, that's when I said, do a lot of shopping.
Before
you say, I will.
You got something.
I know what I'm saying, because I done seen it happen, and I done know what's happened to me.
If I had known
what done happen, what will happen, I could tell you some things.
Well, Chris, on this, just for you, Lee, I heard the other day at that bottom field down there, your wife wouldn't let you sit.
Well, no, she don't want to dispose of it. And
well, why? Wouldn't it be better for you to let it go?
Yeah,
you got plenty of that.
The way it was, and I got studying in about it since then. At way here or not, in the future, what I might have to come to, it would be more value to me not to sell it. And now, of course, if I paid most of the lot of farm in other parts of the farm, I would have that getting some corn or hay off.
I just hear that, so that's nothing I'm missing.
Yeah, see, I didn't want to agree to sell it, and I told her, well, it don't make me no difference, I ain't going to need nothing wrong.
Here's what I thought. By you having so much trouble sickness all at once, and you wasn't thinking about this coming on. I thought it would be a help to you. That's what I thought.
Well, I guess I'll tell you what it goes like, Uncle Sterling. You go on and look down, you can go out here and buy a little place. I said just a place big enough, 2 or 3 acres of that. That's a place to sleep and live. But now that you know we got too many people, and accumulating our population is growing so great, and it takes a whole lot beyond. See, I've got a lot of grandkids, and I've got children, and you don't know one of these populations growing so spread out. Everywhere you go down the highway, in any town you go to, you see houses, trailers, and somebody got to have somewhere to stay.
Well, just so you know what I prophesied. I'm back then when I was counting the young man, now I'm counting the old man. And I prophesied. You know, old men do prophesize, lost up in Hitchin, some don't. There'll be a time come that we can't get dead.
It's about here now. It's just about this now. Gas and Nashville cost you $1 a gallon now.
Don't say that.
Other places ain't gonna be able to get gas.
Now.
Because they done lamps and buses down there so much gas.
So much.
I hear that.
It's done lamps. Well, when the lamps, if it burn over the lamps, why the thing wouldn't have to sit still?
Get on your foot, what God gave you to walk on.
Oh, Lord.
Well, here's what he told that go. That's when I said, I'm going to have to say that I may be taking up this leisure time. But now, here's what he told that. Like you heard me say, people are running, living too fast. Living their life too fast.
Right.
You can go ahead in Watertown, you can go ahead in Lebanon, you can go down here to Nashville. And since all these things is pumped down here on what it is, they're running, a lot of running. They just feel right.
Just
ain't doing no work, ain't doing nothing. Just